我们再看启示录第一章。
Again, look at Revelation chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
19.
所以
你要把所看见和现在的事与将来必成的事都写出来。
Therefore, write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after these things.
论到你所看见在我右手的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者。
As for the mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Now we come to the last session of our three messages. So we want to learn from the early church history, the first 300 years, and learn some lessons.
从这个教训里面，我们需要能够找到一条道路。
From these lessons, we'd like to find a way.
那就是教会的道路。
And that is the way of the church.
那首先呢，我想我们把历史来复习一下。
First, we'd like to review the church history.
所以大家可以看到你手里的这份表。
So you can look at the chart in front of you.
或者呢，也许我们可以看看那个投影。
So maybe you can just look at the projection. So we would like to look at the first 300 years. We put it on this piece of paper. Whatever is clearer, look at whatever.
那么大家知道说讲到头三百年的历史。
So when you speak about the first 300 years,
我们是特别从主后三十年到主后三百一十三年。
We start from 30 AD to 213 AD.
所以很自然的这里分着两段的时间。
So there's two sections.
一个是主后三十年到主后一百二十年。
One is 330 AD to 120 AD.
那我们相信这一段的时间是示梅拿的时代。
We believe that this age is the age of Ephesus.
Ephesus.
So when you speak about the church in Ephesus,
就着预言来说，那是指着从主后三十年到一百二十年那一段的故事。
According to prophecy, it's from 30 to 120 AD.
那么讲的示美哪呢？
When you speak about Smyrna,
应该是主后一百二十年到三百一十三年。
It's from 8:81:20 to 3:13.
那么然后呢？你会注意到我们有两个 column， 就是有两行。
So we have two columns.
一个叫安提阿线，一个叫做耶路撒冷。
One's the line of Antioch, one's the line of Jerusalem.
我们知道说，这个基督徒门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿开始。
You know that Christians were called Christians starting from Antioch.
所以你讲的教会历史有两个开始。
So there's two beginnings for church history.
一个当然是耶路撒冷。
One of
五旬节的时候。
Is Jerusalem Pentecost.
那么还有一次呢，就是门徒称为安提阿，称为基督徒是从安提阿。
And then the other time is when the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch.
前面这个开始是跟彼得有关系。
Now the first beginning has to do with Peter.
后面这个开始是跟保罗有关系。
The second beginning has to do with Paul.
所以我们姑且把它。我们姑且把它两个条线形容作安提阿线跟耶路撒冷的线。
So then we might as well break out the two lines of the Antioch and the Jerusalem line.
彼得是重在国度。
Peter focuses on the kingdom.
保罗是重在生命。
Paul focuses on life.
所以你讲到教会历史，一个面是生命的线，一面是国度。
So you speak about church history, on the one side, one line is life, on the other hand is the
kingdom. 讲到国度，人容易看见外面的组织。
When you see the kingdom, people see the outward organization.
容易看见外面的架构。
People naturally see the structure.
所
所以如果你读教会历史，讲到教会历史，特别你看得见那个外面的，能看得见的那个架构的，那个应该都是属于耶路撒冷线。
So all those the things that you see in church history that relate to structure relates to Jerusalem line.
那如果讲到生命的时候
，when you speak about life，
有的是看不见的
，some are invisible。
生命看不见
，life is invisible。
爱也看不见
，love is invisible。
当你有生命实际的时候
，when you have the reality of life，
你不一定有外面的架构
，maybe you won't have the outward structure。
所以这个特别是讲到生命的实际
，this speaks about the reality of life。
那么这个我们就把它归作安提阿这条线。
So we speak about that as the Antioch line。
或者这样说
，in other words，
安提阿的线实在说来就是启示录里面所说得胜者那条线。
The line of Antioch is the line of overcomers。
耶路撒冷乃是大体的教会来说。
And then Jerusalem speaks about the general church。
那么教会会失败。
Church will fail.
教会会退后。
Church will recede.
那么是不是神就失败了呢
？Now does that mean God failed?
神就退后了呢
？Does that mean God will retreat? No.
神是把那个见证的责任托在一般的圣者的身上。
God places a testimony upon overcomers.
所以这些人呢，就变成安提阿线。
Now these belong to the line of Antioch.
所以我大概这样解释一下。
So I briefly explain it this way.
应该有一点印象了。
Then you have an impression.
那么我们暂时不去看十四大的逼迫。
So let's not look at the ten persecutions.
我们先看以弗所的教会。
Let's look at the church in Ephesus.
就是安提阿线来说。
According to the line of Antioch.
那么这个应该就是小亚细亚的七个教会。
This is the seven churches in Asia Minor.
那么这个就是我们在圣经里面所看见的。
This is what we see in the Bible.
但是呢，在这个时候，在这个，因为如果是主后三十年到一百二十年
，If it's from 30 AD to 120 AD，
那么尤其到了一百年以后，我们知道。使徒约翰都不在了。
Now we know 100 years later, Apostle John was no longer around.
但那个时候有一般的基督徒。
Now there were a group of saints.
刚好是这些使徒们的门徒。
They were the disciples of these apostles.
他们是跟随他们的。
They follow them.
所以意思是说
，In other words,
等到使徒教会过去以后
，After the apostolic church was passed.
现在刚好有一般人。
Now there was a group of people.
前面接着是使徒的教会。
In the beginning.Many they followed the footsteps of the apostles.
有的人见过约翰的。
Because some followed John.
像伊格纳丢就是见过约翰。
For example, Ignatius had met John before.
波雷卡似乎也是。
Polycarp also.
哥利勉是见过保罗。
Clement had met Paul.
那么我们不要忘记哥利勉，这个哥利勉应该就是什么呢？就是。腓立比书里面的哥林。
Clement should be that was spoken of in the book of Philippians.
前不久有一班弟兄们，他们到了罗马。
There were a group of saints that went to Rome.
那罗马今天很多东西可以看。
Now there are many things to look at in Rome.
但是我们没有时间。
But we don't have time to look at.
我们只看保罗所看见的。
We only look at the Rome that Paul saw.
保罗所看见罗马没有那么复杂。
The Rome that Paul saw was not so complicated.
我们今天看到罗马竞技场。
When we see the Colosseum at the Rome.
保罗那个根本还没有。
Paul didn't have that at that time. So at that time it was much simpler. But interesting enough,
因为圣经明明告诉我们哥利勉乃是保罗的同工。
But because the Bible talks about Clement being the co-worker of Paul,
而且我们也知道在罗马有五个地方在那里聚会。
And we know that in Rome there were five places of worship.
所以我们访问罗马，我们就想知道到底最早弟兄们在哪里聚会。
So we wanted to see where the early saints met in Rome.
罗马跟伯利恒不一样。
Rome is different from Bethlehem. 伯
利恒是个小城。
Bethlehem is a small town.
大家可以在城门口在那里聚会。
People can meet at the entrance of the city.
这就是路德记的故事。
The story of the book of Ruth.
但是罗马就不是。
But Rome was different.
罗马是个大都会。
Rome is a metropolitan city.
罗马是罗马帝国的首都。
Rome is the capital of the Roman Empire.
你不知道说那个时候的罗马有这个已经分在五个地方聚会。
Now Rome had already split into five places of meeting.
那么根据我们能找到的资料
，Now according to the things we can find,
一般基督徒大概在郊外。
There's a group of brothers and sisters that met in the suburbs.
当保罗和彼得要进罗马城的时候
，Before Paul and Peter entered into Rome,
他要沿着一个罗马大道叫亚比乌大道。
They have to go through a highway called
Via Appia.
So before they entered into the city, it was a beautiful scenery. Now they already had a meeting place there. After you entered into the city, now according to archaeologists, we can find the home of Clement. Very likely, the church met at Clement's house. We all know. If you go to Jerusalem, you know Jerusalem is already 2,000 years old. So you know Jerusalem today is built on top of the Jerusalem of 2,000 years ago. So if you walk on the Via Dolorosa, so people think that this is where the Lord Jesus had walked upon. But don't forget, the land on which you stand
is
two levels above the street level of the time of the Lord Jesus. So archaeologists will come and tell us. So now the city is upon the ancient city. So if you want to follow, really step on the footsteps of our Lord Jesus, so it's probably two floors levels below where the street level was at that time. After 2,000 years, so if you go to different sites, the more ancient it is, the lower it is. But in Rome, there's a special structure. It's not an archaeological hill where you have different levels. It's a very special place. So if you go to Rome today and you see a cathedral built there, that is probably a structure from the 12th century. 12th century is already very late. But interesting enough, so this cathedral is built on top of it below. So this is built on top of the church, the cathedral that was built on the 4th century. So if you walk from top to bottom, so you'll see that that cathedral, the bottom, is on from the 4th century. But not only that, and you go one more level down, it was one built upon another. Very amazing. So the ones in the 12th century was built on the 4th century. So the 4th century is built on a house from the 1st century. And that house should be the house of Clement.
So
if you go to Rome, it's a very interesting thing. So Clement was not a regular person. He met Paul. Just like Ignatius and Polycarp had met John. One followed Paul. Two of them followed John. So they had met John. They had met the apostles. How the church should meet. How should the church do? They saw it. What is according to God's will? No one's clearer than the apostles. Because the apostles follow the Lord. So brothers, do you understand? In church history, the three people, they are all fathers. Clement, Ignatius, and Polycarp were fathers. But they were, even though these fathers, we call them apostolic fathers. What does that mean? That means that they had met the apostles. So if there's some truth that you're not clear about, because they learned at the foot of the apostles, the apostles apostles learned at the foot of our Lord.
So
if you're not clear about the Bible, if you don't understand the will of God, now very clearly, if the church wants to proceed forward, these are very important people in the church. So we call them apostolic fathers, brothers and sisters. How did the church become loose? Why did the church have the teaching of the
Nicolaitans?
How did the church have those that call themselves Jews? Nothing to do with apostles. And the apostle stage, there wasn't such a place. There was some.
But
it's not the teaching of the apostles. So the church in Ephesus hated the teaching of the Nicolaitans. The Lord said, I hate these deeds as well. Brothers and sisters, how did these deeds come about? How did these teachings come about? Not done by the apostles. Who did it? Who does that have to do with it? Has to do with these three people. You understand? These are just representatives. So there were those who important people. So these are the fathers in the church. They are richly spiritually. Especially Ignatius, he was martyred for the Lord. He went to Rome to be martyred. And then he wrote letters to the churches. Read his letters, you move. He said, if he goes to Rome, there's many brothers and sisters there. Many brothers and sisters are in high places. He told those brothers and sisters, don't save them, because he'll receive a glory. And that is the glory of a martyr. As I'm torn to pieces by lions, and that's the true time I become the disciple of the Lord. At that time, remember, what is a true disciple? They feel that if you martyr for the Lord, so then we become the disciples of the Lord. Do you understand? This is Ignatius. Polycarp is the same. When he was martyred, he was 86 years old. They didn't want to burn him at the stake. And
well,
in the end, I already served my Lord 86 years. If you want me to deny him, I cannot. And then he was burned at the stake. Brothers and sisters, when you read their stories, their life is full. They're truly disciples of the Lord. But amazing things. How did the church become loose? You slowly saw among these people, there are certain things that happen. When we read these stories, we have studied these characters. You only know names. So if you study more deeply, you know how they influence the church. On the one hand, they love the Lord. On the other hand, they are not apostles. God did not through them write the Bible. They had seen. They did feel that when the church went through tribulation, Paul was not there. John wasn't there. How can we face the situation now? So brothers and sisters, because they love the church, because they love the children of God, these people felt we should do it this way, do it that way. And that in the time of doing that, so slowly the deeds and teachings of the Nicolaitans came out. So those who called themselves Jews were not started to appear. Rome was not formed, built in one day. The church becoming loose didn't happen in a day. These people love the Lord. They cannot be responsible for things. They had a good heart. But because man is weak, man has flesh. flesh. Man is a sinner. Slowly, through the thoughts of these people, through the seeing of these people, then the church starts to become loose. So, brothers and sisters, today is 2,000 years later. So, think about it. At that time, it was only 300 years. Only 120. After 90 years, think about it. The church started to become loose. Let me repeat. I mentioned these names. They have to do with something with being
loose.
It doesn't mean that they have absolute responsibility for that. Why is that? Because those who are of the flesh, as the church went through suffering, when people were trying to cover themselves, then the wisdom man came about. So very naturally, the deeds and teaching of Nicolaitans come out. Slowly, those that had called themselves Jews were not came out. So you see that the church started to become loose. The time of
Smyrna,
so from 120 to 313, you see how many names there are? I'll mention. On the left hand side, Justin Martin, Clement of Alexandria, another Clement, not the same one, from Alexandria. Tertullian. Let's not talk about Montanus. Tertullian. Oregon. Remember. One is Justin Martyr. Clement of Alexandria. Tertullian. Oregon. So they had much contribution to the church. On the right hand side. Irenaeus, Novatians. Irenaeus and Novatians are important. These are heavy people, heavyweights that love the Lord. They knew the Bible. Some of those are already very prominent theologians. But these people never met the apostles. You see that? They are the disciples of the disciples of the apostles. So they are the third generation. You cannot call them the apostolic fathers. You can only call them church fathers. So now you understand. The first century you have apostolic father. The second and third century, the church also had the church fathers. Don't forget. Slowly. You see that? Because the church suffered, the church had heresy, the church started to split. Think about it. Outwardly, you have the attack of the Roman church, you have the persecution of the Roman church, but inwardly, you have heresy. Slowly, the church became divided. It has the reason for dividing. Because many people were martyred, and some people they changed. They went the wrong way. They failed.
So these people, they lapsed. They
lapsed. After they had failed, after the persecution passed, they regretted. They want to return to the presence of the Lord. So they wanted the church to accept them again. The problem is this. Can these people return? These people had fallen. Failed the worship idols. Can the church accept them back? And because the church accepted them, Some people say we cannot accept them. They already offered a sacrifice. Some people say we should receive them. So some people are more absolute, as if these are the Puritans. They're very absolute. In truth, they have no difficulty. The difficulty is, should we accept it or not? All for the Lord's sake. One who has a little bit more grace. If we fall, who doesn't fall? We should accept them. Some brothers and sisters, no, we can't. We have to keep the purity of the church. These people we cannot accept. Brothers and sisters, it's not a matter of heresy. It's a matter of division. At that time, the church is divided into two. When you encounter the division inside, the heresy inside, the outward persecution, so what does the church do? What's the way of the church? The brothers and sisters, you see that? Slowly, so the deeds of the Nicolaitans become the teaching of the
Nicolaitans.
So those who call themselves Jews and are not up here. So towards the end of the 3rd century, brothers and sisters, so if you compare with the early apostolic church, you see it's different. It has become loose. Brothers and sisters, this is history. So what is the teaching of history? What's the interpretation of history? So this is what we mentioned last message. So let's insert another part. And then the 10 Roman persecutions. Don't forget. The first time was during the time of Peter and Paul. That persecution was only partial. During the time of Domitian,
it
became more serious. Thousands of believers were captured. Including John, who was taken to Patmos. The third one, during time of Trajan. So we had no time to look at it. During the time of Ephesus, there were three persecutions. During the time of Smyrna, there are seven persecutions. Just remember two. Because these two were universal. Remember? So however big the land of Roman Empire was, that's how big the persecution was. In the beginning, only the leaders were persecuted. Only the elders, all the deacons needed to offer sacrifices. If they didn't offer sacrifices, they'd be martyred. No, regular brothers and sisters didn't have a problem. But the 8th and the 10th persecution, remember, so there is an explicit determination to exterminate the church. This is a great thing. You see that? You see that Christians burned down Rome. This is you misunderstood them. They were persecuted because you added that sin upon them. During the time of John. Now they're persecuted because they're Christians. But not only that. Now the Roman Empire wanted to destroy Christians. They want to destroy the whole church. So these two great events to destroy the church. One was during the time of Decius. But thank the Lord. Thank the Lord, there's only 2 years of persecution. It was very terrible. Very terrible.
失败了。
Many Christians failed at that time.
那个时候啊
，at that time，
如果你拜偶像了以后
，if you worship the idol，
你就有个证书说你拜过偶像。
You have a certificate that says you worship idols。
所以那个时候很多基督徒想办法要证书。
And many Christians trying to find a way to get that certificate。
有的让他家里的那个奴仆去拜偶像。
So some people allow their own servants to worship idols。
那个证书的名字是他的名字。
And then the name is his name。
所以这样他可以不要拜偶像。
Now he doesn't have to worship idols。
所以有很多基督徒就这样做。
Many Christians did such a thing。
但是有的基督徒他怎么样就是连假的证书都不要。
So some Christians didn't even want a fake certificate。
那么结果呢？他们真的就这样为主殉道。
So now they were martyred for the Lord's sake。
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters，
那个所谓有的人跌倒，到底要不要接纳他？就是那个时候发生的事情。
So this occurred where people would fall, and whether to accept it or not, this is what happened。
那个时候有一个教会的父老。
At that time, there was a church father. His name was Cyprian of Carthage. You should remember Cyprian. He's an important person in church history. He loves the Lord. No problem. Even though there were five elders that were against him, in the end, he proved that he loved the Lord. Many people misunderstood him. Thank the Lord, but he could stand for the Lord's sake. In the end, he spoke for himself. He used his blood to demonstrate that. He was martyred for the Lord's sake. So he was martyred on the ninth persecution. But before he was martyred, he encountered many Christians. He asked, should we receive them or not? So brothers and sisters, because of this, the church is divided. Because of this, there was some heresy in the church. So they have to take care of these problems. What do they do? How can the church move forward? There must be a way. So slowly, but sisters, you see that? We said there are two difficulties. One was the deeds of the
Nicolaitans.
The deeds and teaching. One was the Jews that called themselves Jews that weren't Jews. So we tell you the story first. Then we'll return to the interpretation. And then the biggest persecution was the last one and the most severe. It happened for 10 years.
弟兄姊妹，
the emperor was called Diocletian.
我们这次有一班弟兄姊妹到了一个地方叫 Split。
So we went to a place called Split in Rome. It's a beautiful harbor.
那么那个城就是盖起来就是围绕着戴克利先他所建造的皇宫。
This city was surrounding the palace that Diocletian built.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
戴克利先是所有罗马皇帝里面是最好的皇帝之一。
Diocletian was one of the best emperors in the Roman Empire.
对皇帝来讲他没有话说。
As an emperor, there was no doubt about his ability.
对罗马帝国的贡献来讲他是没有话说的。
As a matter of contribution to the Roman Empire is without a doubt. Before him,
在短短的几年里面，罗马就出现了二十几位暴君。
For about right before him, about 20 odd these rebels arrived.
No, tyrants, 他暴君。
Tyrants.
那么因为这个缘故
，Because of them,
那个时候整个罗马受所谓的 barbarian 化外人的侵略。
So they were invaded by the barbarians.
那就德国人。
It was the Germans.
还有匈牙利人。
And then the Hungarians.
这些所谓的 barbarians, 所谓的这个所谓化外人就攻打整个的罗马帝国。
So these barbarians attacked the Roman Empire.
所以等到戴克利先做皇帝的时候。
So when Diocletian was the emperor.
可以说是罗马帝国是最低层的时候。
So it was when Roman Empire was at its lowest point.
是谁把戴克利先谁把罗马帝国再复兴起来的呢
？So who restored the Roman Empire？
所以我们读历史
，if you study history，
因为中国历史
this Chinese
system. 有的皇帝是忠心的皇帝，意思就是他皇帝不信起来了。
Some emperors they were faithful and they restored China.
所以如果你讲的罗马帝国的话,
so when you speak about Roman Empire,
在克里先那个皇帝就是把罗马帝国把它恢复起来。
Diocletian was the one that restored Roman Empire.
罗马的版图很大。
Now the land of Rome was big.
所以现在怎么办呢？
So what do you do?
你不能守在罗马，然后要来这个保护整个的罗马帝国。
You cannot just hold on to Rome and protect the whole area. You can't do it that way. So what did Diocletian do?
他就把他的京城分到四个地方去。
So he split his city into four capitals into four places.
所以现在呢，他的这些很重要的中心都是靠近边界的地方。
So these four cities were all near the borders.
所以一有侵略的时候，
so if there was an attack,
他马上就可以保护自己的国家。
He can protect his nation quickly.
你看见所有。 拥护所有有权柄的人,
so all who had authority and power, so they wanted one person to hold all of the power,
但是没有,
but no,
他一点都不自信,
he didn't, he wasn't selfish.
他觉得如果我要把整个罗马帝国统治下来,
so if I want to take hold of all of the Roman Empire, I cannot do it myself.
所以他邀请另外三个人,
so he invited three other people.
所以起头的是他自己是皇帝,
he was the emperor.
他另外一个助手,
The other helper was also emperor.
Augustus.
Then he had a helper.
The
assistant was a Caesar. It is the emperor. So how many emperors were running in Rome? It's four emperors. The biggest was Diocletian. And then he's an assistant. He's an emperor, he's an emperor. So he had another little emperor below him, and he had another little emperor. No matter what. So four emperors were delegating the whole nation. So this is the contribution to Rome. But according to persecution of Christians, now the persecution is complete. Just like you protect Rome is absolute. You see that? So all four emperors persecuted Christians. So everyone remember, in history, the first tetrarchy occurred in Rome. So when the Christian, Rome persecuted Christians, there was a tetrarchy that persecuted Christians. In the end, they had a goal of exterminating the church. So they want to burn all the Bible. All the meeting places, burn all the meeting places. No Christians can meet. Everything was illegal. If you're a Christian, you cannot be a ruler. If you're a Christian, you cannot be a soldier.
Understand that?
After 10 years of persecution, your question? He established a pillar. On the monument, he said, the name of Christians is gone. Diocletian didn't do it completely. He needed a tetrarchy to destroy the church completely. You see that? So he had a medal. This is a medal. What did it say on there? Christ destroyed.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
基督真的毁灭,
was Christ really destroyed?
14大的地方,
10 persecutions.
500,000基督徒为主殉道,
5 million Christians were martyred.
如果用那个时候的人口来计算,
if you calculate the population of that time,
相当于今天一万万的基督徒,
it's equivalent to 100 million Christians being killed today. Brothers and sisters, think about it.
最后是大规模的逼迫,
the great persecution, last great persecution, with design.
用国家的力量来逼迫基督徒的,
through the power of the nation to persecute Christians.
他们没有枪, 没有刀,
they didn't have arms, they didn't have swords.
你想想看,
think about it.
剩下的一定把教会铲除,
of course they would destroy the church.
你明白吗?
Of course, you understand?
这个就是其中所经过的14代,
this is the 10 persecutions.
教会有没有被铲除?
Was the church destroyed?
如果今天我们还在的,
if we're here today,
你知道教会在今天还活着,
you know that the church lives today.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
我们等一等再回到这个故事,
so if we return to the story,
但是在这个故事以前,
before the story,
我们还是回到放松的一面,
we have to return to the loose part.
所以大概我们把历史看了一遍,
so we've seen the history,
大概就是300年,
just generally the 300 years of history.
如果你要详细知道故事的话,
if you want to go into the detail, you can go into detail.
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what,
我们先把历史给弟兄姊妹看见了,
so we show you the history first. Now the question is this, how do you explain this history?
一面你看见教会有放松的人,
on the one hand you see the church became loose,
另一面教会有受苦的人,
on the other hand the church suffered,
受这么大的大事,
suffered such a destruction, the church should no longer survive.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见是不是就像戴克里金所说的,
is it just like Diocletian said,
基督已经毁灭了,
Christ is destroyed,
是不是像戴克里金所说的,
just like Diocletian said,
最后基督的名被消灭了,
the name of Christ is destroyed.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
戴克利先怎么解决?
Diocletian, how did he end?
他这么逼迫基督徒,
he persecuted Christians as well.
后来是怎么结束的?
How did he end?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天我们读历史的时候,
if you study history,
你慢慢就能看见,
you can slowly see
这些故事,
these stories,
还有一个解释的,
there's an explanation behind it.
我们等一等再回到那个解释,
let us return to that explanation. Let's look at the loose part first.
好,
now we want to ask,
什么叫做可拉一等人?
What does it mean of the Nicolaitans?
这可拉党是两个字和希腊文字。
Nicolaitans is formed by two words.
一个是可拉，一个是尼克。
One is Nico.
一个是党，一个是拉。
One is Elotean. Laotian means laity. Nicol means conquering. You supersede that.
Now
there's a group of people. They've climbed on top of the laity. You see that? So they form a special group of people. Before everybody was laity. Now some people have kind of conquered them.
那弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个叫做尼格拉一党人,
so this is Nicolaitan.
那现在我们要问,
so we want to ask,
如果你回到圣经,
if you return to the Bible,
圣经里面有没有这样的行为?
Has the Bible had such an
当时第一世纪有没有这样的教训呢?
Was there such a behavior and teaching?
严格说来,
strictly speaking,
根据使徒的教训,
according to the teaching of the
apostles,
it's impossible.
因为主说你们都是弟兄,
because the Lord said, you are all brethren.
你记不记得?
Remember?
主对门徒们说,
the Lord told the disciples,
但有太教里面有拉比,
and the Judaism you have rabbis.
所以你们不要接受师尊的称呼,
so don't accept the call, the name of teacher.
你们都是弟兄,
you're all brothers.
在犹太教里面,
in Judaism,
有一般人爬在一般人的上面,
there's some people that have climbed on top of others.
他是拉比,
he is a rabbi.
他对圣经更熟一点,
he knows the Bible better.
所以他就骑在他们身上,
so he stands on top of them. He's conquered them. You want to understand the will of God? You have to go to the school of the rabbi. You have to accept the teaching of the rabbi, brothers and sisters. But what did the Lord say? You're all brothers. So brothers and sisters, in the Bible, when you speak about the church, everyone is our brothers. Brothers and sisters, now you see that? What is the church?
教会乃是你们都是弟兄,
the church means you are all brothers. What is Judaism?
犹太教就是你们中间有拉比,
Judaism means that in your midst there is rabbi. If you want to decide something, you have to ask rabbi. If you want to know the will of God, you have to go to somebody and see God in you. These people are a special class. They are a special class intermediate. Because they're intermediary. So if you know the will of God, you have to ask them. Very clearly, they're a little higher than you. So before you and God, there's another group of people. So that's what are they called? So these are the Nicolaitans. So what does the Bible say? So the Bible not only says you are all brothers. If you read Revelation chapter 1, we're not just all brothers, and we're all priests. Priests are those that serve the God. We all serve God. The priests ought to be able to come before the presence of God. All of us should be able to come before the presence of God. We are before God and us, there shouldn't be any separation. Because of this, there shouldn't be a Nicolaitan. So you understand? You're all brothers. You're all kings. Thank the Lord,
brothers
and sisters. Not only that, we are all members of the body of Christ. So brothers and sisters, so we are members of one another. We only have one head. The head is Christ. All the members are connected directly with Christ. All the members are connected directly with the head. Between the members of the head, there is no intermediary. Brothers and sisters,
they
speak about the church as the body of Christ. You cannot have the Nicolaitans. No. But brothers and sisters, you see that? Slowly. Don't know how these group of people appeared. How did it appear? Just one hand. The second hand. Brothers and sisters. Our Lord. When he told us. You cannot accept the calling of teacher. You just have one father. You have one teacher, that is Christ. You're all brethren. It's not clear. Why did the Lord say this? Because the Lord knew one day. The Lord could see very far. Sooner or later, Christianity would become Judaized. Christianity would become a Judaism. So what is Judaism? Judaism not only has rabbis. Judaism also has priests. If you go to the temple, you can offer your own sacrifice. No. There's a group of people. It's in you and God. You've offered sacrifice. You can only bring your calf and sheep. But you have to give to the priest. He will offer it for you. So brothers and sisters, in the church there isn't such Nicolaitan. But in Judaism there is such a thing. Remember? You understand? So amongst the Jews, between the people of God and God himself, there's a group of people called the priests. And then others called rabbis. Rabbis, priests. The Lord said, you are all brothers. You see that? The Lord knew that one day the church would become loose. After it became loose, you'd say, what? Is this the church or is it Judaism? Judaism has priests. The church also has priests. Is it possible? That the Jews have the temple? As if the church also has a temple. Is it possible? What the Lord say?
时候将到，如今就是了。
He said the time will come, and today is the time.
拜父的人要用真实诚心灵和诚实来拜他。
Those who worship the Father must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
所以保罗说，你们就是神的殿。
So Paul said, you are the temple of God.
对弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
犹太教有个物质神的殿。
Judaism has a physical temple.
但是我们渐渐成为主的圣殿。
That we are becoming built up into the temple of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.How is that possible? Can the church be just like Judaism? But the Lord knew. Slowly the church will become loose. Because of many reasons. The church will become Judaized. The Lord not only said that. The Lord said you cannot be this way amongst you. What does it mean? In the world, you have kings and rulers that rule over them. You cannot have such a thing. So whoever is great among you, you have to be the servant of all. So who want to be first? You have to be the servant of all. This is the church, brothers. The church is different from the world. But one day, how the world is, the church is. So there is an emperor up high in the world. One day, the church is the same way. There is a high person up there. Now he has a piece of land. It's even though small. The world will send the whole ambassador to him. So there are rulers and kings of this world. So now in the church you have the Pope, the Archbishop, and the Bishop. See that, brothers and sisters? So the Lord knew that the church would fall to such a condition. So what did the Lord say? You cannot have this in you. You cannot be like this among you. If you're the church, there shouldn't be the Nicolaitans. So brothers and sisters, you see that? So the deeds of the Nicolaitans on the one hand is the church becomes Judaized, and on the other hand is the church become like secularized. One is to borrow something from Judaism, one is to borrow something from the world. In the beginning, it's true. The elders, this is only spiritual. Slowly, it became political. He can then talk about your conscience. You govern your conscience. He can govern your whole life. And even your marriage, he can decide. Brothers and sisters, you see that? So now the church has kings and rulers. What does that prove? So there's another group of people standing upon the laity. What is the church? If you look up, you only see Christ Himself. You only see God Himself. Before man, between man and God, between the church and His body, you shouldn't see anything else. This is the church. When you see a group of people, these people we call them clergy. Everybody become laity. Brothers and sisters, has the Bible such a thing? Let us remember. Everyone is a priest. Everyone is clergy. Everyone is a clergy. So in Peter, there was such a phrase. We are peculiar people. In the original, it's clergy. But as you remember, we are priests. Of course, we serve God. Of course, we're chosen. Everyone is a priest. It's not
not that there's another group above. So brothers and sisters, now we have to ask, how did it change? How did it start?
We
already mentioned. Let's not go into the detail. According to biblical teaching, it's clear. But slowly, we have apostolic fathers or the church fathers. They started to study the Bible. When they studied the Bible, in the beginning, what did they discover? They found that in the Old Testament, those who serve God, they're Levites, and the priests, and then high priest. And you read New Testament,
you
read the Bible, there's deacons?
Elders. 建筑, 然后呢, 有执事,
there's deacons.
还有众圣,
and then all the saints.
明白吗?
You see, understand that?
这个, 如果你读圣经的话, 很清楚的,
it's very clear.
这个并不表示, 这个只是, 这个是指着每一个人所, 托付给他们说的,
this is just what God has entrusted to each one.
但是并不表示说, 做建筑的就能代替主了,
doesn't mean that the elder can replace the Lord.
他们不过是照, 照管神的群羊,
they just take care of the sheep of God.
神把这个群羊托付给他们,
the Lord entrusted the sheep into their hands.
他们是要管辖他们,
they're not there to control them. They're there to feed them. Brothers and sisters, now you see, this is different than the concept in the world. Very simple. In the church, these people, as they study the Bible, that there are elders, there are deacons, and the saints.
好,
now say, those who serve the Lord, everyone should serve the Lord.
这个慢慢的人就认为说,
so they said the elders should serve a little bit more. Those who are deacons should serve a little bit more. This is a natural concept of people. In the flesh, we think this way. Especially if you're lazy. Especially if you're busy.
Brothers
and sisters, someone has to take care of the church, you're too busy. You're too busy work. Your company needs you. Your family needs you. What do you do? Can the church allow them just to collapse? No.
You
need people to take care of them. Then people say, now what do you do? Elders, what do you do as deacons? Elders and deacons, but they should serve more. Think about it. When you think about serving the Lord, everyone ought to serve the Lord. But now, brothers, the difficulty here. Everyone has busy. Everyone's very busy. What do you do? There's the people that should be serving. Some people who are willing to serve, elders, deacons, they should serve the Lord. This concept, brothers and sisters, now you know. How does this concept come in? Brothers and sisters should be responsible. You see that? The church should not have clergy because you're lazy. I'm lazy. I don't read the Bible. He doesn't study the Bible. But someone has to study the Bible. No one studies the Bible. No one knows the will of God. So there should be a people that are specially there to serve the Lord. You see that? Because of this, everybody start going that direction. Now people study the Bible. No matter what kind of father you are, there's one father. Let's not talk about the detail. Study history, who's who. No matter what, when you study the Bible, you discover in the Old Testament, those who serve the Lord, the Levites, the priests, and the great high priest. Remember? These three groups of people serve the Lord. It's true. After the people raised to worship the golden calf, before that, all should serve the Lord. But because they sin, now they're lazy. Only a group of people come to serve the Lord.
It
has to do with our sin, it has to do with the failings of the church. because we failed,
做一个尼加拉党的行为跟教训要出来的,
we force the teaching and deeds of the Nicolaitans.
但你起头的时候,
but in the beginning,
只有行为,
only deeds, no teaching. Slowly the teaching will come. The teaching has to come from the Bible.
旧约, 新约圣经,
the New Testament is the Bible, Old Testament as well. So you compare the two?
那么好了,
the Levites are just like the deacons. The Levites just deal with the details. The deacons are also there doing the details. So offering this and that, these are all the, what the deacons do. These are the Levites. And then there's the elders. The elders, just like the priests. The problem is this. When you do comparison, you see there's no high priest. What do you do? In the Bible, when you speak about elders, there's another word. The other word is overseer. When you speak about elders, elders speaks about that he's a shepherd. He shepherds the sheep, take care of the sheep. But don't forget, but you need to have good eyes. He needs to be an overseer. He has to see clearly. He has to see everything clearly. So these are overseers. You have to see if there are wolves coming in. If you read the Bible, overseers and elder, elders and overseers. You cannot separate the two. How can you separate the two? But now what do you do? If you want to serve just like the Old Testament, you already brought the church back to Judaism.
Because
in the New Testament,
每一个地方的教会,
every church and locality,
都是谁在那负责人,都是长老负责人,
who's responsible? The elders.
那么长老们向谁负责人?
Who are the elders responsible to?
向基督负责人,
to Christ.
每一个地方的教会,
every local church, they are responsible to Christ.
Brothers
and sisters, you see that? Every time they have a meeting, they have an empty seat. That seat is always reserved for Christ. No matter where you met, that Christ is always the head of the church. No person can replace the place of Christ. If you have a jealous heart, just like Paul, I have a jealousy like the jealousy of God. It's a such thing. When you see somebody has replaced the place of Christ, you have to be jealous. You have to wrath like the wrath of Christ. Why? Slowly,
弟兄姊妹，你看见说那个可拉一党的行为就出现了。
Then the deeds of the Nicolaitans come up. But because of this,
你知道吗?
You know that? As they interpret the Bible,
他们就告诉我们说,
they tell us,
那么在这么多长老里面,
amongst all these elders,
应该一个长老长,
you should have the eldest, eldest of the elders.
那么这个长老长是谁?
Who is the eldest of the elders?
你给他取个什么名字?
What name do you give him?
最大的长老叫什么名字?
What is the greatest elder?
你不好说大长老,
you cannot call him eldest elder. You cannot call him eldest of the elders. You have to give him an honorable name. That is the overseer.
Bishop.
This is the bishop that
formed.
Now when the church used this term early on, it was very careful. So these names were used to be called out names. It doesn't mean that they were the eldest of the elders. In the beginning when they met Mark, how do you call Mark? How do you call Luke? How do you call these that follow the apostles? How do you call Titus? In the beginning, it's just a simple term. Bishop.
So
His life is just like that of an elder, of an overseer. Didn't have much meaning. Slowly? You understand? If you look at towards Judaism, very clearly, even higher than the elder, there should be a bishop. He became the bigger. Because he's the biggest. Every time breaking bread, who blessed the bread in the cup? Of course, he blessed the bread and cup. In the early church, especially during Rome,
there
are 46 bishops. 46 elders, one bishop. And then that one bishop was over all the 45 elders. Now, in the cathedral, so the cathedral has to have a holy place. So there was a place that was circular, it was the holy place. In the early times, the meeting place, so all the elders would sit in the back. So the 46 elders sit in the back. And who was sitting in the middle? Was the bishop. Now, who would bless the bread and the cup? He would bless the bread and the cup. The bread and sisters. In the beginning, it was simple. In the beginning, it felt we need a head. Especially when the church is persecuted. Authority is important. So if we had a head, we know where to go. Then the church can be protected. Very clearly. So if the head says this is heresy, then it's heresy. We reject heresy, we follow the Lord. Regular brothers are simple. They don't know what's a heresy. They cannot distinguish the left and right hand. Now we need one person. If he says a heresy is a heresy, it's not a heresy, it's not a heresy. You understand that? So slowly the bishop had more power. Only this way. On the one hand, you can deal with the outward persecution.
And
you can deal with heresy and division. Because of this, slowly, during the time of Cyprian, what did he say?
He said,
so, the bishop is in the church and the church is the bishop. You cannot break bread without the bishop. If you don't marry, if the bishop doesn't marry you. More importantly, outside the church, there is no salvation. What does that mean? Of course it has meaning. In other words, if you're outside the church, you're heresy. Then you're doomed for destruction. So you can take care of the heresy.
When
the end of the 3rd century, the problem of elder, now you have a bishop. So every church has a head. It's not Christ. This head is a bishop. The bishop of Antioch, of Rome, of Alexandria. Now you understand? But the problem, don't get it wrong. Even though it's such
a
every church there was only one bishop. It's different from later on. And so then became further and further from the truth. So if you see even with a bishop or an eldest of the elders, if it's spiritually, you may not have too many problems. Cyprian, because he was spiritual, even though he was a bishop, So he had fellowship with all the elders. He did not do one thing without having fellowship with them. You see that? It's different from later on. Later it changes to such a condition. It's different. So these 45 being 45 servants. 45 assistants.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在变成两级了,
so there's two layers now.
你看见吗? 一面是祭司, 一面是长老, 然后一面是监督。
Now there was the elders and the bishop.
所以现在他们不是提供意见, 不是提供感觉给监督的,
so they're not there giving a suggestion or fellowship to the bishop. To listen to the bishop direct everything.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters, so now you see the structure.
越来越高, 越来越高了,
higher and higher, higher and higher.
不够高,
this is not high enough.
慢慢慢的,
slowly,
当当你传福音的时候,
when you preach the gospel,
比方说在纽约这个地方,
for example, New York.
纽约如果福音传到附近的话,
if New York, the gospel spreads close by. Every place should have a bishop. But when all the bishops meet together, who's the biggest bishop? So in the one church you see who's the biggest. If you meet together, who's the biggest? You see who's the biggest? Of course, you have more resources in New York. You have more people.
He's
probably more spiritual. Now, in the suburbs, maybe it's a little worse. So very naturally. Now, in this New York area,
oh,
you see the area. So every church has an overseer, a bishop. But the one in New York City is a little bigger.
The metropolitan bishop.
The metropolitan bishop. Metropolitan bishop. Amongst all the metropolitan bishops, how many cities are special? One is Jerusalem, Antioch, Constantinople, Rome. These four are special. Two have to do with the Roman Empire. Two have to do with the development of church. So all the churches are gathered here to meet. Don't forget. So there are many cities in Jerusalem. Jerusalem bishop is big. But not just Jerusalem is big. If the whole world were to meet together, so how many bishops are the strongest? Jerusalem, Antioch, Rome, Constantinople. Now what are these bishops called? Patriarch bishops. So he is the biggest bishop of all. So there's some more teaching. They said Christ gave the keys to Peter. And then they said Peter was actually a bishop in Rome for a while. Until he was martyred, you cannot find any such a basis. Because of this, the first Roman bishop was Paul, Peter. Don't forget. If he is the biggest bishop, slowly, the bishop then became the pope. Now you understand. Outwardly speaking, it's becoming loose. Why did it produce a pope? An important reason is this. You understand? When the tetrarchy started to control Roman Empire, they found a special feature in the church. They found that in the church, there's bishops,
There's metropolitan bishop. There's patriarch bishop.
一层一层上去,
layers upon layers.
真的能管理整个的世界.
They can control the whole world.
所以当他们四元邦在那组织整个罗马帝国的,
so when the tetrarchy were controlling the whole of Rome,
他们的组织,
their organization
完全根据
is according to the organization of the church. It's a very special thing. So during the time of Constantine, so Constantine embraced Christianity as a national religion. Constantine was a very smart person. He observed how the tetrarchy persecuted the church. He saw their end. He saw how Diocletian ended.
He
saw the result of the tetrarchy. He had a fearful heart. He discovered he cannot destroy Christians. If you cannot be the roaring lion, you should be like an enlightened angel. Because they have this special feature. After such great persecution, because they can be united, has to do with their system, has to do with their organization. If he embraces Christianity as a national religion, because the Rome embraces all of the nations, and the Christianity is of in the whole world.
One's the imperial empire.
One's the imperial church. You see that? The whole world is like that, layers upon layers. Brothers and sisters, because of this, so you see now the woman is upon that scarlet beast. Now you understand. When they use each other, they know that instead of destroying Christianity, destroy the church, why don't you cooperate with them, use their features. Now they became united. So now the church was married to the world. If the church was persecuted to become zero, a little bit here, a little bit there, if you gain the whole church, just a little bit here, a little bit there, no. So now they were united together. So brothers and sisters, so now the church gave the world an opportunity. Brothers and sisters, now you know that. How could the woman be riding the beast? How can politics be united with the church? So this explains why the church fell. So,
brothers and sisters,
let us remember. When Cyprian said that there's no salvation outside the church, don't forget, he's talking about the ideal church. Talk about the universal church. He didn't know. So after it had become changed, so that united a church outwardly is not equal to the spiritual church, because that church is used by the world. That church has become secularized. That church became Judaized. Brothers and sisters, now you understand. So the fall of the Thyatira church was the 4th or 5th century. Why did it happen? Why was it loose to such a point? What was the matter? Don't say it doesn't matter. If you just don't follow the Lord a little bit, the further you go away. This placed a root cause. So when the Roman Empire embraced Christianity, outwardly speaking, the church was elevated. Actually, this is when the church fell. But this is, we'll go further a little bit. During the time of Cyprian, because the bishop was there blessing the bread of the cup, slowly, brothers and sisters, in the beginning, you just have to have an authority. You have to have a bishop. So easy to unite. Easy to deal with heresy. This is very simple in its purpose. No other motive. How can you become Judaism? It's still the church, Christianity. Even though you borrow some concepts, but many times, many places are still different. But slowly, you start from here. If Cyprian is here blessing the bread of the cup, what is the bread of the cup? The bread is the body of Christ. The cup is the blood of Christ. Isn't this a sacrifice? Isn't this sacred sacrifices? If someone blesses this bread and cup, when he brings up the bread and the cup, as if he's bringing up the sacrifices, if he brings up the sacrifices, who is the one that holds the sacrifice? It's of course the priest. Isn't it true? And that bread, the table that presents the bread and cup, the table is to show the table of the bread and the cup. In Judaism, you place the sacrifices on the altar. But does it understand? There's Cyprian. He blesses the bread and the cup. Now, because of the sacrifice, he became the priest. And the table became the altar. If that's the altar, isn't it the outer court? Isn't that the holy place? And then isn't the temple. So every time you come to the meeting place, it's not just me. As if you go to the temple, your temple. When you come to the meeting, why is it called the cathedral? You feel like you're going to the temple. The bigger the better. Now you have the Lord's table. Now you understand? This becomes the altar. So you go to the Judaism, this temple. Go to Christians, you have the cathedral. You have the priests in the Judaism. They also have priests. When you come to the 3rd century, they call all the elders priests. Now those who serve the Lord, in the beginning they were just farmers and this and that, but because they're serving the Lord is their vocation, this is all their avocation. Now the problem is this: if they serve the Lord wholeheartedly, so what they touch is holy. Everything is secular. You see that? So you are being sanctified. So to serve is to be holy. There's a business of the world is secularized. Everything is secular. Now you have to be separated out. You serve the Lord. In the beginning, you cannot touch the businesses. You let go of your business. Soon after, this command, all who serve the Lord, you cannot have another vocation. His only vocation is to serve the Lord. Because it's holy. Everything else is secular. Not only that, because of this, in the beginning there was no problem getting married or not. You serve the Lord. You're completely separated out. Now you cannot just deal with business. You shouldn't have a family. family.
But
simply come serve the Lord.
So, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters,
slowly,
这些祭司阶级的人,
this priesthood,
所谓祭司的人,
so-called priesthood,
就慢慢开始不可以,
so they cannot marry.
后来便绝对不可以结婚,
and then you cannot get married.
后面的故事你就知道,
the other stories you know.
也就在第三世纪的,
in the third century,
起头没有特别的衣服的,
there wasn't special clothing.
你如果是特别的祭司, 哪里有特别的衣服,
if you're a special priest, you know, why do you have special clothing? Think about it. In Judaism, priests had a special clothing. Now you have to break the bread. Remember the Lord. You have to be different from everybody else. You have to have different clothes. What's happened in the end? Very naturally, you put on the clothes of priests. Think about it. To put on the clothing of the priest. You no longer do the things of the world. You don't get married. You have to serve the Lord completely. No one was more holy than them. If they still didn't serve the Lord, who would serve the Lord? We love our world. We give a tenth of our
earnings.
Let them serve the Lord. Isn't the church the body of Christ? Just a few members moving.
Then
all the rest of the world, we are peaceful. There are people be responsible for the church. Just don't forget. This is the body of Christ. This is not the body of Christ. Are you all brothers? No longer. Not that just that. Brothers and sisters. Slowly. We already said. In order to unite the world. For the whole world to have one head. Not only that. What does that mean? The whole church in the world is one. Called the Catholic Church.
It
means that the church is just one. But they read the Bible, they forgot. They said the church is the body of Christ. No matter, that's true. In the university, there's the universal, in the universe, there's only one body.
It
includes all Christians from past and present. But in the mind of God, he never united all the churches in the world to one Catholic church. Because our Lord knew. Our bone, in our bones, all of us want to be a pope. If Paul wasn't dealt by the Lord, he would be the even better pope than Peter. This position, the Lord never gave to anybody. Christ is the head of the church. No matter where you're at, Christ is that head. So there is no elder. All elders. No bishop. We're all brothers. Because of this, the testimony of the body of Christ is there. So when you study the Bible, you just study the Galatians. The church, the Galatia is a province. It said the churches in Galatia could be formed into one. Paul never did that. The seven churches in Asia Minor. The Bible never said they're one church. In the time of John, he was the last one. You have to think for the church. How can the church move forward? The second wave of persecution came. I am the greatest. So if I want to help all the churches, everyone can vote. Everyone can agree. Who can say no to John? To be a pope at that time, John was the last one. He, of course, he's the right one. No one will have an opinion against it. But you see that? But he's looking
looking forward, he saw seven lampstands. Was his eyes misleading him? No. If there are seven churches, there are seven lampstands. So it's very clear. It's not that it's one lampstand with seven bulbs. That's Judaism. What is the church?
It's
seven lampstands. Every church is independent. Every church is responsible to God. But because of this, you see that? Now the purpose of God could be fulfilled. But man is not
fulfilled.
Man wants to make it so it's one lampstand with seven bulbs, seven branches. So when John turned around, he saw seven lampstands. But did his eyes mislead him? No. Our Lord was not standing on a lampstand with seven branches. If it were this way, the church should be one. The whole world should be one. No, the Lord didn't make it one church. The Lord knew someone wanted to become Pope. Knew that someone wanted to unite the whole world. Our Lord never gave up. Our Lord is always the head of the church. The brothers and sisters, because of this, if everyone's responsible to the Lord, you cannot have a Pope. You cannot be united church. The flesh of man has no position. Our Lord took the golden scissors, but then trimming the lampstand, the Lord can walk amongst the seven churches. You see that? On earth, you see seven churches. They have failures. They have weaknesses. But in heaven, there's a golden lampstand. You cannot be mistaken. So, brothers and sisters, if you study the Bible carefully, the Lord never asked all the earth to become one church. But wherever you are at, brothers and sisters, whether you're in Ephesus or Laodicea, each city and the
original city.
So this is a place where they gather together. No matter how difficult, as long as they're one city, they can gather together. This is in Rome. This is like a metropolitan city. There's five meeting places, but there's only one place that represents the church. Only the house of Priscilla and Aquila represents the church. It's not five churches. You see that, brothers and sisters? What does that mean?
This
tells us
it's
one place. You have time to go there. Everybody can gather together. Thank the Lord. In that place, the Lord wants us to love one another. Gave us a heart like the heart of Christ. Love one another. The Lord puts it in one city. If you love the unlovely, love the lovely. There's no bigger experience than this. So the Lord, if he brings you to another city, that's another thing. You have to love all the brothers and sisters in the city. Brothers and sisters, whether in New York or New Jersey, in the big place like this, how can you have a testimony in each of these places? Now you understand. This is not a place of location. This is a matter of unity. You understand? Unity is not the whole world united together. Unity is like if your body can make it, you can have in the same space, same time, you can meet together. You cannot be together with Paul. He went to glory. He was in the first century and the 21st century. You cannot be with Brother Kong. He's in Virginia, you're in New Jersey. You have to love one another. Of course, I love Paul.
You're called into glory. You have to love brothers and sisters in Taipei. He's very far from you. You have to love your brother. Love the brother next to you. You see them every day. Brothers and sisters, you want the unity? Thank the Lord. The Lord tells us you have to practice oneness. Wherever the Lord places you, you have no choice. If you don't like them, you have to like them. You have to wash their feet if you need to. You cannot run away. I don't want to come to this place. Unless you go to another city, you cannot avoid it. If you have time and space, we have to preserve the unity of the faith. How do you know a family is divided or united? Let me give you an example. When my parents were alive, many brothers and sisters, we lived in Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo is as big as a city in New York. No matter how difficult, we will all have a meal with our parents every week. This is something we can do. If I'm in New York, I couldn't do it. But problem is this. How do we say we love our parents? How do we think we love one another? Is the geography a problem? Is distance a problem? No, it's not a problem. If we just love one another. Every week we have to gather together. Think about it. If a family is divided, so if the oldest doesn't talk to the second oldest, etc., they can live in the same building. They don't talk. They don't eat together. Brothers and sisters, if you go to Hong Kong, in an apartment, so there's each floor has a different denomination. So is this unity? So brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. And the unity in the Bible, it's not the universal unity. It's the unity of the brothers loving one another. If you can drive there, 2 hours too far. 20 minutes. You should preserve the unity of the faith. If you love our sisters, 20, 30 minutes is not too far. What does this prove? It proves that we love one another. Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters. This is what the seven lampstands show. But not only that, what does that mean, the lampstand? The lampstand also shines in the darkness. So thank the Lord. What is this oneness? On the one hand, our heart should be like the heart of Christ. On the other hand, our shoulders need to be as broad as the shoulders of Christ. All the souls of this place are upon us. So we only speak Chinese. So those who speak English, let the Americans take care of them. Brothers, you see that? When parents speak about children, if the children are good, it's our children. If the children are not high, it's your child. So you see that? This, the souls of this place, it's not the response of America. Those who live here, then my English is not good. If it's not good, you have to learn English. Why when you work you have no problems with the language? Why when you preach the gospel you have a problem? So brothers and sisters, you see that? So you say, where's the way? Why did when John turned around he saw the seven lampstands? It was made of one piece of gold. It speaks of the glory of God. When the glory is manifested, if we have the heart of Christ, we can embrace all the brothers and sisters in this area. Everyone in
Ephesus.
Everyone in Laodicea. We can love one another. And all the souls of this place, all of our responsibility. One time I went to Germany. I went to a place. They wanted to move.
什么从这个 Frankfurt 要搬到一个地方叫 Stuttgart.
So Frankfurt, they want to move to Stuttgart.
我说你们为什么不搬来了吗？
So then you move here. Why you move?
是不是要为主做见证？
Are you be a testimony for the Lord?
他们说这个地方不行。
That like, this place is horrible.
这个福音很难传。
It's hard to preach the gospel.
如果福音很难传的话，
It's hard to preach the gospel.
表示这个城最黑暗，是不是？
So this is the darkest.
像索多玛、俄摩拉。
It's just like Sodom and Gomorrah.
更需要灯台。
It needs more lampstand.
需要灯台的时候，
When it needs the most lampstand, how you move the lampstand to Stuttgart? You understand that, brother? You remember what I'm saying? Let us remember. If you do it according to the word of God, no matter where you're at, the Lord placed you there. Thank the Lord. This is where you love one another. You cannot flee away. You have to learn the lesson. Then you can leave this place. Not only that, because you're in the same city, all the souls, all our responsibility. You have to pray for them. Not just for those Chinese. Your world is too small. Your church is too small. What is your testimony? Is the testimony of your Chinese church? Or the church of Christ? If it's the church of Christ, your heart has to be as big as Christ. If it's the church of Christ, your shoulders as broad as the church, shoulders of Christ. This is the way of the church. So, brothers and sisters, how do we return to the beginning? Let us remember. We have to repent. We have to do the things that we did in the beginning. If we return to the beginning, we are all brothers. If we return to the beginning, it's not the whole world united,
but
our Lord is very practical. If you cannot love the brother next to you, how can you love the brother that's far away? Our love is manifested one place. Our responsibility is towards one place, the brothers and sisters. So the Lord placed you in a place, one time, one space, brothers and sisters, through you to fulfill His purpose. May the Lord open up our eyes. Our time is gone. Let me remind brothers and sisters, we know that on the one hand the church became loose, on the other hand, thank the Lord, the church is a church in Smyrna. It's a suffering church. Why
do
they suffer? Remember, when the church faced the whole Roman Empire, they had, didn't have swords, didn't have arms. Strictly speaking, they had to fail. But thank the Lord. You know that? If a grain of wheat does not fall into the ground and dies, it remains a grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. The first grain was our Lord who died. He was crucified for us on the cross. So that we could be saved. But not only that, if we have the life of Christ, no matter where the Lord puts us, brothers and sisters, what is our purpose? This grain cannot just be a grain. It has to fall into the ground and die. It will bear forth much fruit. So, brothers and sisters, when the church is persecuted, strictly speaking, what they go through, it's the continuation and propagation of the Lord being crucified. The Lord Jesus already crucified. There are much fruit. But thank the Lord. But the church has received such grace. How Christ is, so are we. So the martyr's blood is the seed of the church. Because of this, brothers and sisters, even though they persecuted the church, 24 hours, Constantine announced that they found 50 Bibles. Didn't say the Bibles are gone? Has Christ been destroyed? No, he was not.
Diocletian was destroyed. Before he destroyed himself, after he celebrated the 20 years of the Tetrarchy, he must be the happiest in Rome. But for some reason, he had no joy in Rome. He was so sad. He had a disease. He didn't know what the disease was. He didn't call it, he didn't know what the name. Sometimes he's like a crazy man. How could he have such a disease? He should continue to stay in Rome. He couldn't stay in Rome. He went to another city. And then he returned. I cannot be an emperor anymore. What do I do? I have to. Before, because he was so sick, almost died, he knew he was going crazy. So now I have to receive my place. Because he has to receive, I have to return home. I have to build a real huge palace. I don't want to take care of the things of the world. Things of the world cause me to suffer. Even though I persecuted Christians, but their blood made me suffer. You understand? He wants to go to the place he could hide. He went to a place called Split. He built a huge palace. He built centennial ideas to build that temple palace. He said, do you want to return? He said, I don't want to return. He planted some cabbage and told them, I plant cabbage, I'm happy. Because when he plants cabbage, you forget he persecuted Christians. If he's an emperor, he still persecuted Christians. Even though he wasn't there, there were still three other Christian Christians, brothers and sisters. He had much power. He had power. But people tell us, his wife, his daughters, all Christians. You see that? And they died. So they had difficulties. The other Tetrarchy, there was another emperor and wanted to marry his daughter. The daughter, I can't. Because she married another emperor. And then she persecuted her. And then these two fled. Said they wrote a letter to Diocletian, save us. Diocletian wrote to the other Tetrarch. They didn't pay attention to him. Isn't he emperor? He couldn't save his wife, his daughter. But then in the end, he committed suicide. Brothers and sisters. And then his assistant, Clarius. His assistant was really the one that persecuted him. What happened to him? All of a sudden, he had a disease. He had a disease from bottom half. Not only a disease, he had a dirty disease. And then his whole bottom of his half had worms. He said, I couldn't stand it. So I want to worship all idols to see who can save me. No idol could save him. He saw all of them realized, did I persecute Christians? And the God of the Christians should be able to save me. What did he do? He wrote a great forgiveness from now on. All the Christians can be free. But there's a condition. They have to call out to their God to pray for the emperor. He knew he couldn't handle it. After this went out, after a few days he died. Brothers and sisters, Constantine, in his own eyes, he knew those who persecute the Christians, what is their end? They had this design to destroy the church. But in the end, you see that? The Roman Catholic Church conquered the world. In 300 AD, remember, is the church that conquered the Roman Empire. In the Roman Empire, every two citizens you find one Christian. So brothers and sisters, what is this story? This is the story of glory through suffering. Brothers and sisters, how can the cross overcome knives and swords? The cross is the weakest. Thank the Lord. This is the wisdom of God. This is the power of God. Thank the Lord. You see that? On the one hand, the church has become
victorious.
On the other hand, the church is victorious. After a suffering, reach glory. Even though many places they sin against God, they cannot follow His will. For the church, it planted many root causes. But they love the Lord. I just say again. There were 5 million that were martyred for the Lord. The equivalent of today
is
100 million. What is this lesson? This is the lesson the church learns. This is the way of the church. Lastly, before I want to conclude very quickly, the Lord calls overcomers. Who are the overcomers? The overcomers are those that hate the teaching of the Nicolaitans, brothers and sisters. If you study church history, when the dark ages, when the system of the Pope, when the whole world became one, so when the whole church became a Judaized, the Lord God kept a group of people. They used to be in the Alps. They fled to France. They fled to the whole world. People tell us. So they are probably the remnants of those who persecuted the first 300 years. So the Catholics wanted to deal with them. They studied the heresies of church history. They found 70 heresies. So this is the most difficult heresy. There's three reasons. One, their history is the longest. They can push back to the apostolic
age
when the church is persecuted. Second, there are many of them. No matter, there is this group of people. If you go from the west of Germany to east of Germany, you don't have to live in a hotel. Just live in a brother's house. All the brothers in the valley, Valdensi. These Valdensi. Also, they had very good character. They did it according to the teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. Every week they prayed. Some of them memorized the whole Bible. They knew the Bible. They knew its social sense. The Pope was nervous. They commanded laity cannot read the Bible because of them. They didn't listen. They read their Bible.
But
the 2x2, they were preach the gospel. You see that? They walked according to God's heart. If you look back and you ask, what did these people do wrong? Did they have anything wrong in their teaching? Some they had wrong teaching. So these Cathar, they had some wrong teaching. But these Valdensi,
you
cannot find any wrong with their theology. They knew that the Pope was Antichrist. They knew justification by faith. 400 years before Martin Luther, they already believed it, brothers and sisters. The Lord gained the hidden people. These people had a special feature. If you ask Catholics, what is their mistake? Were they wrong in theology? No. Where were they wrong? No, they had nothing wrong.
The
only mistake was what?
英文叫做 anti-clericalism.
They were anti-clericalism. In other words, they hated Nicolaitans. Because of this, so the enemy would not let go of them. So they were in the valley. They used crusaders to deal with them. And they sent them to the mountains. And then go to the other mountains and went to France. Thousands of people, they're hid in the cave. And the crusaders came, slipped down, and then burned everybody in the cave.
马丁死了以后六年,
6 years after Martin Luther died, this great persecution started. Only 30 years. 900,000 people were martyred. 300 years, 5 million. Only 30 years. 1 million were martyred. If 5 million was equivalent to 100 million,
换句话说,
in other words,
这个就等于今天的2000万,
20 million were martyred. They didn't die under the hand of the Roman Empire. They died under the Roman Catholic
Catholicism.
They died under the so-called church. They shed the blood of the saints. Even John was shocked.
亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白,
now you understand,
不止他们,
not only them,
包括后来的贵格,
even the Quakers later,
包括后来卡萨斯,
or the Cathars,
虽然他们有瑕疵,
even they had a problem with their teaching,
共同的特点,
they have a special feature,
他们是恨恶,
they hate the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Thank the Lord. Amongst these people, the church had a way. Brothers and sisters, let us remember, this is the history of the church. The whole history tells us, the Lord for himself preserved 7,000 when about to fail. That died under the Roman Empire, but for the sake of the church, to be faithful to the testimony of God, because they hate the teachings of the Nicolaitans, they are willing to be shed blood for the Lord. For 30 years, almost 1 million died. Brothers and sisters, these are the overcomers in the church. Thank the Lord. This blood was not shed by vain. From here we ought to learn a spiritual lesson. We can find a way of the church. The way of the church is the way of the overcomer. How do we become an overcomer? We have to repent. Do the deeds that we did in the beginning. Brothers and sisters, in the beginning, we are all brethren. In the beginning, wherever the Lord placed us, we should love one another. The gospel should be sent to all the people. We have the heart of Christ. We have the shoulder of Christ. This is called the Church of Christ. May the Lord have mercy on us. When the general church has fallen, is in desolation, there's a group of people willing to accept the call of the Lord. Walk according to his heart. This is how the Lord calls overcomers. This is the way of the church. Thank the Lord. The Lord has given us these words. Don't forget. If you heard it, if you haven't heard it, you have no responsibility. Now that you've heard it, the responsibility is in your hands. To obey is our responsibility. To follow is our responsibility. May the Lord gain a group of overcomers in the United States. If it's not to the older, to the younger. May we give up all our life, offer up our whole life for the Lord's testimony. May the glory be unto him. Let us bow with a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们把这些话都交在你手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们不久就要散会。
Lord, we will end our meeting.
我们求你圣灵在这个聚会里面所做的。
May your Holy Spirit, the work that you do in this meeting.
还有没有一样是失落？
Not one is lost.
没有一句是失落。
Not as one word is lost.
只要你有一句话感动我们在座任何一个人。
If you have a word that moves any one of us,
你都不放过。
Don't let us go.
一直等到你得着。
Until you gain them.
一直到你完全征服它。
Until you conquer.
但我们每一个人都愿意做基督的。
May all of us be willing to be Lord's.
每一个人都愿意接受你的呼召。
To answer your call.
愿意做个得胜者。
To be an overcomer.
来跟随。
To follow.
叫你的心能够得胜。
That your heart may be satisfied.
虽然我们今天在美国这个地方。
Even in the United States.
好像外面没有路。
As if there's no way.
但主啊，你的话再清楚也不过。
But your word is so clear, Lord.
你的话已经摆在我面前。
Your word is before us.
我们愿意把这些话交在你手里。
May we commit these words into your hands.
求你祝福这些。
May you bless these words.
求你继续借着这些话来说话。
Through these words, speak to us.
借着卡带。
Through
借着网络。
Through the internet.
借着各种不同的管道。
Through different methods.
叫人听见你的。
People may hear your will.
叫人也起来跟随你。
May rise up and follow you.
把荣耀爱戴都归。
The glory and honor be to you.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name. Amen.